Monday Mount Rushmore.
You are in a fight.
Yes.
You got to fight a band.
All right.
And that band becomes literal. So you take a band, and you got to fight that band. Who are the four most terrifying bands to fight? For example, someone texts in to 52353, and this makes a lot of sense. Kiss. Because coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
That's a terrifying
band. Like a bunch of old women coming at you.
Oh, my God. Alan and Troutville, I mean, I think that's a pretty good suggestion. Alabama. You have to fight all of Alabama?
Just a whole state.
Man.
Oh, just waiting for you.
That's a lot of people.
Nick Saban and everybody.
Is there a band called Cough or Sneeze?
I don't know of any bands that are Cough or Sneeze. But Antoine, lay it down how we get to
all
the
right,
Mount Rushmore.
All right, so what we're going to do, we take the Mount Rushmore. You know, it has all those presidents up there. Mm-hmm. Kids, it's something you would have learned in real school. You definitely didn't learn this in homeschool. There are four presidents on Mount Rushmore that shaped our country, our nation.
Yeah.
We take those heads down and we put up things that are more fun and more relevant.
Exactly. And this one is weird, too.
Yes, definitely more fun. Mm-hmm. Don't know how relevant it is.
But it's who cares? You know what? The relevant stuff don't want to talk about it anymore.
And I'm going to start like right out the box.
Go for it.
Because right now, there, if you listen, I have a rivalry going on. And it's me versus a creature. So the first band that I don't want to fight, the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
I don't want to fight the Eagles. Can you imagine having to fight the Eagles? They're just swooping down, peck, 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 and then they fly away. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, it's all of them, and they got that big, they have that big, strong beak.
They pick up like giant fish and sharks out the water.
Wow.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Okay. All right, so Antoine is submitting the Eagles as a band that he does not want to fight.
Terrifying.
Monica, who do you not want to fight?
What about like the Insane Clown Posse?
That's a good
people
one.
People are scared of clowns anyway, so you know, to make them crazy.
Yeah,
there's a posse of them.
Yeah, because
not just one or two, it's a posse.
Yeah, because they're an insane clown posse. So there's there is no predicting them on any level.
Mm-mm.
This is going to be tough because there are so many bands that I would not want to fight. For example, how do you fight Poison?
Ooh, that's a good one.
How do you fight Poison? You can't fight Poison.
It's all up in your system.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No.
Because what's the comeback on that?
I can't go to the doctor for Poison because once you're poisoned, you're poisoned.
So I'm gonna present Poison as one. And we have one more. We'll present for the fourth for now, and then we'll come back for additional suggestions. So you can text in to 52353 because there's a lot that you can text in. And some people, you know, they're getting it. This Def Leppard is not going to work because it's actually Def Leppard, D-E-F.
Yeah.
And I would actually put them on the list of bands I would totally fight.
Yeah, exactly. I would fight them. Can't hear me?
Yeah, I'd fight a Def Leppard. You take them down. You know, another band I would totally fight? Korn.
Oh, with that?
I can fight Korn.
I would too. I would fight the Beatles.
I'd
fight the Beatles.
Oh yeah.
I'd just stomp around. The Beatles,
very
easy.
Aww.
Yeah, I actually have a couple others that they'd be fun to fight. So I'll save those for a second. But the final one that I'm going to present for now is a band called Five Finger Death Punch.
Yes. Because that's one punch and it's over.
One punch and you're done.
Strong. One punch and it's over.
Five Finger Death Punch. So those are the four that we're going to go with for now. But I think there's plenty if you want to weigh in on suggestions. So right now we have weighed in. The top four are the Eagles. Just coming at you from every direction.
Mm-mm.
Hitting you right in the head. Antoine's having a lot of bird issues. So the Eagles are a very strong one. The Insane Clown Posse. That one's terrifying on so many levels.
It's like the Purge come to life.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They're crazy. They're a posse. They're clowns. It's just there's so many things there. Poison. It's just poison.
It's just poison.
Straight poison.
I guess you could argue maybe you could just not take the poison. I don't know how that would work, though.
We're trying to figure out the and we have a lot of good suggestions by text. And then we have Five Finger Death Punch also.
That's terrifying.
That's very terrifying.
That's the finisher.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Brian in Withville says scorpion. I mean, scorpions are more terrifying than eagles.
Yeah, I guess if it was a bunch of scorpions.
Maurice points out gorillas.
Yeah,
a lot of gorillas.
They're smart, too.
You know what? I'll take it one step further on all of those. If you wanted to argue about one that could replace the Eagles, there is a band. They've been around forever, and they're called The Animals. So you would have to fight all animals.
All the animals.
The animals. Just all of them.
So pretty much being trapped in Australia.
So you get the eagles, the scorpions, the platypuses all running around. That's a lot to fight right there.
I'm perfectly fine because that would include the eagles. So I'm fine taking the eagles off and putting the animals on there.
Antoine says he has another one that has been
weighing. That you guys never heard of it. At least I've never heard of it. It's called Diarrhea Planet.
Ew.
Could you fight and win a planet of diarrhea?
No.
That's a band.
That's a band.
Diarrhea planet.
Where?
Let me look up some more information.
They need to go back to whence they came. Oh. Go back to your planet, because no. Yeah, I don't want to fight your planet.
It's a band from Nashville, Tennessee. Ooh. A garage punk band.
Okay. But see, no one even likes them. So no one's even going to be on their side.
I'm just saying. Diarrhea planet.
Text 52353 anthrax. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
The flaming lips. Now, that's a challenge right there.
Do I have a fire extinguisher? Can I just put it out?
If you do have that.
Yeah.
You know, there was a text.
What if it rains?
Monica, what about earth, wind, and fire?
Oh, yes. That's scary. It's scary, but it's not.
What do you like, mean?
Oh, because I just start dancing, thinking about old songs. Okay. Earth, wind, and fire.
I mean, we do. The earth is just, it's kind of there. So I feel like I fight the earth all the time.
The earth can open up, though.
I guess. It doesn't say it's open it up, earth. Yes.
It's earth. You're fighting earth. So whatever earth decides to do to you.
And then it's just windy for a little while. It's no big deal. And then when fire comes,
okay,
fire extinguisher.
I guess it's been windy every day. So it's like, windy.
Here's one that's a little out of the box thinking. The 80s band A-ha. Which doesn't sound that tough, but they always have the element of surprise. You can't sneak up on them. Aha! They got you. Every time you think you get them.
Oh, good gracious.
Aha, got you on the other
can't
side.
Can't get an argument with them.
Nope. What about kill switch?
See, I thought about that. But then I'm like, somebody has to hit the switch. Like, right now I'm just fighting an inanimate object.
But they're the switch. So, but if you touch the switch, does it go off? So do you just leave them there?
I'm just leaving the switch alone.
But they attack you. And what do you do? How do you defend yourself against the kill switch?
I don't know this one. I don't know about this one.
What about 9-inch nails?
Phew. I mean, it's just a nail.
Yeah, can I get some clippers?
Yeah, just a nail.
You
were attacked with one, and you won. Mm-hmm. You say you were clipping Hendrix toenails, got you in the mouth, and you're here to talk about it.
Yeah, it's just a 9-inch nail. It's like you're building a deck, and you just survived. Have some nails laying around. So I guess we could replace the Eagles with animals.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I like Insane Clown Posse. Now, Poison, you do make a good point that you could just, you know,
not take it. Just what about Megadeth?
That's a lot of death right there.
Mega.
Mm.
It's not minor death. It's mega.
What about 10,000 maniacs?
Oh. What if I could set them up to fight the ICP, Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah. See, I think Insane Clown Posse wins over the 10,000 maniacs because I'm just afraid of them. So
the Grateful Dead.
Ooh, because they're not. Yeah, they're dead already.
But they're already dead. You can't kill what's already dead.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with that over Poison.
Okay.
I like that one. So we'll go Eagles, Insane Clown Posse, Grateful Dead, and Five Finger Death Punch. Are we going to weigh in on that for
I'm
our
good.
Four?
I think the Five Finger Death Punch, that's a solid win. I like it.
I'll tell you this much. If you want to talk about some bands that are totally worth fighting, because, you know, Korn, I'd take down Korn.
Easily.
You know, another one you can
put
totally,
on the cob.
You can beat the heck out of some Blind Melon.
Without, they can't see you coming.
And it's a melon. Yeah. Yep. Just smash it on the ground.
Another one. Limp Bizkit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody worried about that Limp Bizkit over there?
Not even a strong biscuit.
Not even solid.
Yeah. Also, you know who I'll
soggy
fight?
Biscuit.
Sticks.
Oh, yes. I don't even like the game. Pick up sticks.
Yeah, take that.
Man.
Sticks. Get out of here.
Like, how rude.
Exactly. Come after me. Like, what are you?
You're not even stones. You're just sticks.
You're not even my mama waving that stick. Yeah, I had the switch when I was a kid. I'm not afraid of you at all.